I'm now joined with Tamara Kearns, Sinn Féin candidate for the Donoghmead local electorate area, to discuss her plans to contest the next local election. Tamara, thanks for joining us.
Hiya, Johnny. Thank you very much for having me.
First of all, Tamara, just tell us how you initially became involved in politics.
So it's a bit of an unusual thing, I suppose. I was homeless 10 years ago, myself, my husband and two of our children, and I got involved in some homeless housing campaign. I wasn't really involved in politics at the time, I was just standing up for us, and I was linked in with various other people who were experiencing the same thing, and we kind of came together to build campaigns around the issues at the time, which were, you know, homeless was a huge taboo, people didn't know where to go to get any information, etc. And ever since then, I've been a strong advocate for people who are facing homelessness, people who are having housing issues, and just, you know, going to protests, just whatever way I could be involved, helping, I was there. So I kind of, you know, fell off the beaten track after a while of that, kind of still there, but had a few things to deal with myself, just making sure I was okay. And then I was coaching a football team event, and I bumped into Denise Mitchell, and I was having a chat with her, and you know, she said to me, she says, Tamara, if you want to make change, stand up and make change. So I got involved, and I now link in with her here and there and everything. And yeah, that's essentially how I got involved in politics. It wasn't planned. It just kind of happened, and I got fed up with how things were going and said, right, we'll give it a go. And at the time, it was just to be an activist, and here I am now as a candidate. So yeah.
Oh, okay. Just tell us a little bit more about your involvement in the local community since you had joined Sinn Féin Party.
So I work in the community. I am out and about. Like, there's things that I'm involved in that I don't put out there publicly because I help a lot of people around housing. There's been a lot of homeless situations that I've dealt with where people haven't been able to access homeless services. People that have been facing homelessness or experiencing homelessness have been given a housing assessment date by the homeless executive, DHRE or whatever they're called, and they're being told to wait until that date to get accommodation. And I link in with them if they contact me, and somehow I'm able to help them navigate the service better than they were alone. And most of the time they'll end up with accommodation. There's been very rare occasions where it hasn't been possible, but we've made sure that they have been sorted and they've had somewhere to sleep for the night. So these are all the things that I do. I'm not one to jump into things, you know. I will help wherever I'm needed, and that's what I do. I have been a football coach in the community. Like I said, I work in the community. I link in with groups in the community for various different projects. And I've been on several committees, several groups, things like that. And I have kids, and I do be in the community shopping and in and around the area.
Of course. And if elected, what are the main issues you intend to focus on going forward?
My main issue, obviously, if it hasn't stood out by now, is housing and homelessness. And I believe that there is a huge foundation in housing. And if your housing needs are not met, there's a whole other factor of things that crumble after that. Housing is not just the only priority, though. I'm a mother. I have three children. I have kids that have nothing to do most of the time. There's not a lot in the playgrounds. I have a teenage daughter. She's always complaining about nothing to do. I want to ensure that our parks are fit for purpose. I want to ensure that our playgrounds have the same stuff there, but better, like well maintained. Like I said, we have teenagers in the community who have nothing to do. I have looked up a few things. I've seen South Dublin City Council have something called a teen space, and I think we need to have that implemented here. I think the teenagers need to be involved in designing what they feel would be a suitable place for them to be able to be around safely with all the right things that they want and well lit, all that stuff. I also want a greener environment around us as well. I believe the playgrounds don't just have to be loads of metal bars. I think that kids going into playgrounds need to be introduced to nature, and we don't see a lot of that in our area in Donoghmead, Kilbarrick. Like if you go up to the likes of, say, Malahide, the playgrounds, they're in, there's trees, there's parks. It's really like nature orientated. We don't have that where we are. We have tall buildings, we have apartment blocks, we have like industrial estates up on one of the main roads. And we just need to have a better solution. Like you're going to be bringing your kids to somewhere and, you know, let them work in with nature. Maybe, I don't know what it's going to look like, but I want to be able to work with the people on that and see what can we create together. There's a lot that I want to do. and there's a lot that I would like to see done. But I think my main priority as well is linking in with the community and getting the community active around what it is that they want to see done and allowing them to have the voice. So I don't want to be a politician that goes in and says what I want. I actually want to go in and I want to listen to people because I have been that person that wasn't listened to before. So when I'm talking about my priorities, they're my priorities, but they're also priorities of people I've spoken to over the last little while too. But I would really like to reach out to people and ask them to work with me on things. I don't just want this to be, oh, she's in there doing whatever. I want people's opinions. I want to work with people and organise a community around me, around our kids, everything, to work together to get the things that we need for our communities. So whatever that may be, I can't give you all the exact answers because I haven't spoken to absolutely everybody yet. So,
how has the canvassing been going for you? What kind of a response are you getting from locals?
You know what? I'm really enjoying it, Johnny. I've never done this before, so it's all very new to me. And anyone that I'm meeting, I'm genuinely like nice, lovely, like welcomed at the doors, and it's really just nice to have that. As I said, I'm a mother who has a passion for helping people, who has a passion for things to get better in our community. I'm not going to make promises that I can't fulfill, or, you know, I might not fulfill, is what I mean to say. So I cannot make promises that I mightn't be able to hold on to. But what I will promise is that I will be that voice for the people. And when I'm going to the doors and I'm talking to people, I mean, it's just been so warm and welcoming. So thank you to everybody that has spoken to me at the doors. And I have asked a few of them to put my picture on the fridge. There was a few laughs about that, so whether they have or not, I don't know.
Okay, that sounds good. Right, so we leave it there for today. Unless tomorrow, anything else you'd like to mention?
I'd just like to mention there are 3 candidates in the Donoghue Kilbarrick ward. There's myself, Tamara Kearns, Micheál McDonagh and Clodagh O'Moore. We are a team, and if elected as a team, we will have more seats to be able to fulfil all of the things like housing and all that we need. It's more voices to represent on that end of things and to fight for that too. So just bearing that all in mind, it'll be a really strong team for the Donoghue Kilbarrick ward if all elected.
Tamara, thanks again for joining us. It was great talking with you. Good luck with your campaign, by the way, and all the very best. Take care.
Thank you, Johnny.
You're welcome. Now, that was Tamara Kearns, Sinn Féin candidate for the Donoghue local electorate area, talking about her plans to contest the next local election.